And now we get to the humor part of our program. Ron Hoffman. Ron joined our group a few years ago when he was doing U.S. Census duty at the Neighborhood Center. He sat in on one of our meetings and joined our writing exercise for that morning. Half an hour later, he had us all in stitches with his rollicking memories of growing up on Madison's East Side. Since then, he has garnered several writing awards, including first place in the Madison Magazine Memoir Writing Contest. And Michelle has a copy just out today. So please join me in welcoming our award winner.
Seventy-eight-year-old eyes. I wrote this story about 4 years ago, and I kind of wish I hadn't. It's called Onion. When I was in fourth grade, our family moved from Williamson Street to Northern Court. This meant my walk to Marquette School was by a different route. Onion waited for me at the corner of Dickinson and East Wilson, and we walked to school together. Onion was a quiet person who said hi, and that was about it, all the way to school. I should mention that Onion got his name from the onion sandwiches his mother packed for him for his lunch every day. She slathered them with on-colored oleo. Onion always smelled like onions and fuel oil. His house was heated by a fuel oil burner in the living room. Shirley waited for us one day by the corner, and the three of us walked together. Shirley was a bony blonde girl whose long brown stockings were always baggy. Shirley was quiet as onion, and sometimes all of us would get all the way to school before anyone said anything. We seldom walked home together, but I forget the reason why. Onion and I played Little League Baseball. Onion was a shortstop and I a catcher. We had a so-so team that summer and got shirts and caps from our sponsor, Rayovac Battery Company. Onion never took the shirt and cap off all summer. When we left Marquette after the sixth grade and went to East High School, our routes to school were different again. Onion walked with Shirley, and I mostly walked by myself because I liked to run. In 1948, when I was 14, Onion got a job at Weber's Bakery. Onion moved up from cleaning machines and frying donuts to wrapping bread. I took his job because the bread had to cool before it was wrapped. Onion started at 6 o'clock and worked until 11 or so, and I worked from 4 o'clock until 9 or 10. Onion had an older brother who was smart, but shy and afraid of everything. He worked unloading boxcars at the Lumberman Supply Company. His sister babysat, and his mother had a big garden. The Lumberman Supply Company at that time was at the end of East Wilson. East Wilson was the only street I ever knew where the railroad track ran right down the middle of the street. Onion's father was a mean, vicious man who beat his sons and molested his daughters. He drank up every cent that came into the house. He drank at the Crystal Corner Bar until he either ran out of money, got drunk, or got in a fight. He was feared and detested. One cold February evening, Onion waited for his father to come out of the bar. When he staggered out, Onion told him that his brother had found a bottle of whiskey while unloading a boxcar at the Lumberman Supply Company. Since it was only a downhill block away, his father said, "Show me." Onion jumped into the boxcar and helped his father in. Sure enough, through the light of the open door, a bottle of Jim Beam rested in the corner of the empty car. Onion's father went for it, and when he picked it up, Onion poleaxed him from behind. He went down like a stone on the sawdust-covered floor of the car. Onion took his father's clothes, the whiskey, and the axe, and walked half a block home. The next morning, as his brother had said it would be, the boxcar was gone. After school and before work the next morning, Onion enlisted in the Army. It was his 16th birthday, and his mother signed for him. It was about 10 days before Onion went to basic training. We walked to school every day with Shirley and went to work every night at the bakery during that time. When he left for his army, his mother reported to the police that her husband had gone missing. Onion was in Korea in 3 months. I didn't see Onion for 4 years. I'd finished high school and joined the Marines. I met Onion when I was home on leave, and Onion wondered out loud why they gave him medals for killing some people and put you in jail for killing others. I asked, what others? This is when he told me about his father. He said he thinks he's still in that boxcar, riding from siding to siding, never really being loaded or unloaded. No one ever reported finding the body. Onion's job at the bakery was gone since the bakery had closed, so he went from one thing to another until he landed a job at the Madison Parks Department. Onion never drove a car, smoked a cigarette, or drank an alcoholic beverage. He walked or took a bus to the various park assignments. He became more or less permanent at Tenney Park, cutting grass and cleaning the bathhouse in the summer and taking care of the warming house in the winter. Onion no longer wanted to be called Onion. His name was Richard, and that's what he wanted to be called, not Dick or Dickie or Richie, but Richard. I called him Richard from then on. Onion kept the fire going at the warming house and helped the little kids on with their double runner skates. They waited for him in line, so even though their parents were there to help them. Richard's mind left him slowly. He talked to himself and then became louder and more vocal. He was never violent, but soon became too much for his mother to handle. She committed him to the Mendota State Hospital for the Insane when he was about 23 years old. He died from what people die of in a place like that when he was 26. Shirley, who became a nurse, committed suicide a year later. So I thought you'd like a happy story.
Make a liar out of me, will you? Honestly, most of his stories are just a scream.